702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Clement. How is it?
I'm good. Let's talk COVID-19 boosters. You've got a number of countries that have already indicated this is the way to go, but the World Health Organization wants them to suspend that.
Yeah, Israel and Germany have already got plans to do their third dose of the COVID vaccine, the booster, if you like. The UK is still working on that, but we're told here it might be the end of September, maybe October. But the WHO chief, the boss of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, is asking for countries to pause so that any vaccine supplies can go to others who have not vaccinated in the first place or have struggled to vaccinate in the first place. And if you look at the WHO's global map of how we're all doing, yes, there are some obvious countries who are way above 50%, most of Europe, USA, Canada, China. Surprisingly, perhaps Brazil, given everything that we've said about them. And then you look at the countries who are nowhere near, and I'm afraid that's nearly the entire continent of Africa. Only, I think, Morocco is up near the sort of 50% vaccination rate. Australia is surprisingly low. They're sort of around about 10% or lower. And so the call is that, you know, we need to share vaccines, if not necessarily with Australia. They've sort of gone down a slightly different route with all of this, preferring to isolate rather than vaccinate. But, you know, we're one world needs to vaccinate. Let's get going with it.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, it's like they always say, right? We're not protected until all of us are protected. So this idea that exactly. You'll hog vaccines and even go for booster shots when the rest of the world and developing countries are still struggling is not really going to help us. We also, Adam, visuals of that couple in the United States, right, who were pointing guns at the Black Lives Matter protesters, are they walking away scot-free?
Mm. It appears so, absolutely. If you remember them, they were outside their home in St. Louis in Missouri, Mark and Patricia McCloskey. This was during the whole post-George Floyd phase of protests, so 14 months ago or so. And yeah, they were pointing their guns. It was a misdemeanor in America. In the UK, I guess you'd get locked up for a little bit longer than that. But anyway, they pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. But now the governor of Missouri, a Republican governor called Mike Parson, has pardoned them. So the slate is wiped clean as far as they're concerned. Mark McCloskey says he took a stand against an angry mob who came to kill his family. Really? Were they really coming to kill your family, Mr. McCloskey?
I mean, really.
He intends, by the way, to run for the Senate. This could be a future senator, I assume, on a hardline conservative Republican platform. But you've got to ask, what message does the pardon send? Of everything else, why do that? Maybe it's just sort of smoothing the way for him to become a senator. Mm.
Yeah. Tell us about this good story. Tara Penny touched on it earlier during the newspapers. This professor who led the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine development, she's been honored.
She has. One of five women to have Barbie dolls based upon them. I'm not an expert on Barbies, I admit, although obviously, you know, like you, Clement, I've still got my Malibu house pool and sports car set from a long time ago. Once upon a time, I suppose, this is the point, isn't it? You know, it's a changing world. Once upon a time, it was all air stewardesses and cocktail waitresses and nurses. But in this day and age, the five new Barbie dolls being produced are based on real women in medicine and technology and engineering, science, maths. One of them, Dame Sarah Gilbert, as you say, the Oxford professor who helped invent the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. And Dame Sarah admits, having a Barbie doll in your likeness is, as she put it, a strange concept. But she says she hopes it will inspire girls maybe into careers they may not have considered. So vaccinologist, epidemiologist, etc. I hope the doll, I haven't seen a package of it yet. I hope the doll comes with PPE, a hypodermic needle, maybe a choice of swabs,
and
definitely
cool.
Some sort of PCR test.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. That would be so cool. Adam Gilchrist, thanks, man.